The Stars and Stripes Forever here on WTCM News Talk 580. I'm Crystal Frost. Colleen Wares is in.
Good morning. Happy 4th of July.
Happy Independence Day to you and our listeners out there, plus our guest in studio. Look at her looking all patriotic, ready to go to a summer barbecue. You queuing today, Bonnie Pintozzi?
Hey, Crystal Frost.
You're queuing. You're going to get out the queue tools. Yeah. Some barbecuing. It is Independence Day today, and yet a very special edition of the travel show here on the Crystal Frost Show with Bonnie Pintozzi and the Travel Authority, a wonderful L-Tour company that that always combines. I love this about what you do. You combine so much: vacation, rest and relaxation, education, and then history.
History. Because I think if we look at travel, history, it's all about travel. It's all about the history of travel. It's all about the starting of something new, a destination, whatever be the case. But our rich history, we're celebrating today.
The birth of our country was all about change. It was all about moving, and about discovering new things. And it's in our DNA as human beings to want to go find and try something new and discover these new places. But especially in Americans, we are all about freedom and finding our own way. So that is the same thing with travel.
It is the same thing with travel. And when you look back to go to the 13 original colonies and, you know, from 1776 to the present, July 4th, and you celebrate the birth of our American independence, like you said. But think about it. Festivities ranging from fireworks, parades, concerts, more casual family gatherings, barbecues. Wasn't that different way back in the day?
No.
Except that maybe the fireworks were started a little bit differently, because what was that? In today's fireworks that we did, you know, they were very much the same way back in 1776, because all of a sudden it was time, little bits of wars, things like that going on, and they wanted to have the big sounds and the booms and everything. Well, we got them.
You know, and today during the travel show, we're going to be talking a little about, and you've done some great research here, to talk about then and now.
Yes.
To talk about for our country, how we celebrated things then, how we celebrate things now, and of course right here locally in Traverse City. And we have a guest on the phone to help do that. We'll talk about then and now.
Well, he wasn't way back in the day of 1776, but I can say that our Jerry Capital Airport Executive Director Kevin Klein is with us today. And how fitting on a day when, I don't know, 500,000 people come into the area, Kevin. Do you have anything to do with that?
It's amazing.
Kevin Klein.
Just amazing. Good morning.
Good morning. And as Bonnie said, I mean, we have 500,000 people that come in, not only for summertime celebrations all across northern Michigan, but for the National Cherry Festival, which always sort of runs into the 4th of July as well. So, I mean, you have been moving people.
Well, this time of year is our busiest time of the year. July is, if you look at peak months, July is our peak month of the year. And so we're very excited to see all these travelers coming in for the events. We've got three great partners, American Airlines, Delta Airlines, and United Airlines, bringing in people from all over the world. And, you know, but I also want to say this is the time for our local travelers to experience the world. When you talk about the 13 original colonies, some of our best airfares right now are to Boston, they're to New York, they're to Washington, D.C. This is the time for our travelers to also experience, you know, a vacation, going to these different places. And, you know, it's been amazing that our New York market, just with the three carriers serving it, has been hot for airfare. It's just been fantastic. Yeah.
You know, and Kevin, obviously we want people to come here and get here this time of year. But some people want to, as you said, go to those destinations and celebrate things with an original 13 colonies. And something that I read earlier today, Bonnie, and this might be on your list of 4th of July trivia here, but I didn't know that in Philadelphia, where the Liberty Bell is, that they have the original descendants of the founders of our country, the people who signed the Declaration of Independence. They come and they ring the bell at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and each one of them gets to ring the bell for that colony.
Yes.
I can't believe that that still happens.
Well, you know, I grew up in South Jersey, and we're right over the bridge from Philadelphia. And as a child, they were our school outings. I mean, going over to, you know, to that historical area, and to this day, it's a great destination in Philadelphia. Yeah. I mean, it's rich in history. You can carriage ride. You can get close and personal with, you know, Betsy Ross House, everything. But you can also dine and enjoy everything. There's a lot of activities. Right. It's interesting because when I look at a parallel from most cities to towns, everything, you think about Traverse City. Okay, so I went back and I said, okay, back, brief history of Traverse City, we'll go fast there. 1847, a small town, growing community was forming on the banks of nearby Boardman River. And anyone who lives here, I'm sure, knows this. Mm-hmm. In 1852, the little sawmill town was christened in Traverse City. Until the first road through the forest was built in 1864, it remained a really remote outpost, accessible only by water.
So only by water, and then I know we got some rail service thanks to Perry Hanna, who walked all the way to Lansing to say, no, you put the rail service here, right?
Right. In 1872, December, rail service arrived, and you know, and that really opened it up, like it does across our world, basically. To the settlement, industrial development, all that. And then many more people started living here. In 1881, Traverse City was incorporated as a village.
Wow.
And how fun was that? And it became all that commercial growth. And in 1895, Traverse City was incorporated as a city.
Okay. So it went from a village to a city pretty quickly.
It did. It really did. But you know what was really interesting is to take a look at is when was the first cherry festival and what it was called, because in 1925 the first National Cherry Festival was then called the Blessings of the Blossoms.
Yeah, it took place in May, I believe, and that was 92 years ago.
And then, you know,
93. I know we took a break 1 year during World War II. So.
Right, exactly. But what I found really interesting, and Kevin, I know you know this because you know all things. However, I found out when the original airport and where it was, that I found that very interesting. Let's see.
This
we
is
go
something
back.
I have never seen or heard a word about until 40 minutes ago, whenever you mentioned it.
I just remember there has always been an airport since I've been paying attention. And it's always been Cherry Capital Airport. And it's, you know, it moved like entrance, you know, locations once that I remember.
Oh, no.
Are you telling me I'm wrong?
Well, you're close. All right. 1929, Traverse City's first airport, Ransom Field. Open in what today, and this is what surprised all of us, Memorial Garden Cemetery on Veterans Drive. And that airport offered flights to Grand Rapids. Is that amazing? And then what, Kevin, it was renamed Traverse City Airport, because at one point then it went was Traverse City County Airport was open, I think, 1969?
Well, in actually, to its original location, moved in 1935 to where Cherry Capital Airport sits today.
Okay.
And then 1938 was the original air service that was put on by Penn Central Airlines.
Oh, my goodness.
So that brings back a lot of changes that took place. And so you're starting to see the changes then go through the piston-powered aircraft to the jet age once you start to hit the late 60s, and that's where the modern-day Cherry Capital Airport is today.
And, Kevin, the growth has been amazing, and we've talked about this on previous shows, but we have a lot of people in town that might be their first time here or visiting, and maybe they're listening to us, but you can get worldwide from here, and that is a big deal, and the amount of flights that we have and the type of aircraft we have, because it wasn't too long ago I moved to Traverse City, about 23 years ago, we still had the props, and I remember everyone going, when will we not have the props? I mean, they were fine, but it was like jets. And then recently we have a really nice jet that comes in and out of here too, expanding. And I was looking at something that Boeing put out, and it cracked me up because it's talking about, I don't know how many years from now, many years from now, they're designing a plane that'll make from the East Coast can make it into Europe in about a little over 2 hours.
Absolutely.
What do you think Cherry Capital will be like with that? Do you think we'll get that type of service out of here, Kevin?
You know, anything can happen. Absolutely. You know, as we look forward, it's just amazing that when we look at our 8 cities that we serve, you know, Chicago and Detroit on a daily basis year-round, and then we see Minneapolis, St. Paul. We see Denver. We see Dallas, Atlanta. We see Newark. We see New York, LaGuardia. And then each year that has grown. So since 2011, we've grown about 36%. And that's just been amazing in itself. We hit our record passengers last year, 476,000 passengers. So each year we continue to grow that service. And this year, what really, as you mentioned, Bonnie, is the fact that United Airlines added mainline aircraft. Mm-hmm. So we were serviced with mainline with Delta Airlines. Now we have United Airlines. And that's very important because when you add more seats to the market, you get better airfare. And then more versatility, more frequency. So as we add those larger aircraft, as we add those more passenger convenience with, you know, dual class, first class, coach class, and all the different types of services, whether it's Wi-Fi in the airplanes, all those things are coming. And we're a market that's emerging. When you look at other markets that are our size, they're pretty stagnant. So be able to have that those events like the Cherry Festival, the Film Festival, and the Great Lakes Equestrian Festival just makes us so, you know, open to more opportunities. But then that opens up our travel to the rest of the world, where we can go almost anywhere. Mm-hmm. Well, and when we go to hubs, those hubs are important because these are hubs that have international connectivity. Look at Atlanta, one of the biggest hubs in the world that can connect us to South America. And our wineries here in town, they have a lot of connection to South America. They have different growing seasons. And the 45th parallel down there is what I like to say to everybody. And we can grow grapes down there also. So opposite growing seasons. So not only from a tourism standpoint, but from a business standpoint, it's our ability to travel has just grown. And I do see that you're going to see new aircraft in the future. Bombardier and Airbus just came together, and they're building what's called the C-Series aircraft, which is a 110-seat airplane that will change, I think, really the dynamics of travel because it's a modern airplane that is perfect for our market. And that's going to come in here. Delta's going to be flying that here in the next few years. And that's going to bring all those modern convenience, great cabin, great amenities in the cabin.
Whoa.
Thanks for startling us, Kevin.
You're
that's
getting
okay.
a call yeah, from a different that. Kind of aircraft.
Yeah,
but
where did you say you were?
Yeah, maybe I'm traveling the world. You never know. You know, all those things are coming, and I think you're starting to see, you know, that return of supersonic flight that people would like to see so they can get it quickly. That romance of the industry is coming back, and I think that's very exciting.
Well, I had a question. You know, you were mentioning a lot of the ingredients to making a successful, airport. And especially when we talk about some of the other things that we need to make successful festivals and cities to see them grow, what were the components of, as Bonnie mentioned, 23 years ago, we didn't have jets. And in this last 20 years, we have just completely expanded. What were the ingredients to make that possible at TVC Airport?
Well, first of all, population. I'm going to always say that as our population grows, the opportunity for service from our carriers continues to grow. They really identify the seats in the market with our population. So when we look in January and our normal population is there, that follows that trend as you go January, February, March, April, and then May. When people return for the summer, it skyrockets, and so do the seats. So population is really one thing that I think has really driven our air service as we've grown. The other thing is the airport has really strived to keep the cost for the airlines low. When we talk about $4.23 per passenger cost to the airlines, that's one thing that's pretty amazing, especially in the northern climate with all the snow removal that we do, is it's keeping that cost per passenger low. When you look at Grand Rapids, that is about $8. Detroit, about $14. Some of the larger cities like San Francisco or New York will be around $17 per passenger. We keep our costs really low, and that keeps the competitiveness of our carriers in the market, and we keep growing that. And what's interesting is we look for new carriers to come in. We're looking at different dynamics that we've never seen before. One of the interesting carriers that I recently talked with is very interested in the fact that Costco came to the airport. They're looking at the market, the membership market, and those that are using Costco and where they're coming from throughout northern Michigan. And that's a dynamic that we've never seen before, and we'll continue to build on it. So really different factors. Our business growth continues to push and drive, but our agritourism, our tourism, you know, all of that tourism dollars, that is driving our growth also.
Well, I have to say it's because Costco has a great variety of cheese, and they're interested in that. But
okay. Kevin, I remember years ago when we talked, and we were thinking how we can become that destination in itself, too, because we were great at certain times of the year, but like as you said, our population, but our lift was an important factor to become that year-round destination. And that happened. A lot of hard work on your part, a lot of negotiations with carriers, a lot of everyone being supportive of an incredible airport. But also the Pure Michigan Initiative, really from a worldwide basis and certainly in our in the United States, people see us all the time. And a shout out to Pure Michigan. That is an amazing opportunity that we have to bring not only into Traverse City but to our state. But it is that fact that tourism, as we all talk about a lot of times on our show here, is that it is the number one factor in most countries that drive an economy. And it certainly is proven here for a fact.
Right.
And the fact that as we started to emerge and started to make these changes, we know the difference, what it makes. I want to do a parallel for something because it was interesting when I started looking at the history of Traverse City along the shores of the water and all those different things. And then, you know, we were referred to as this frontier out there in many, many history books. But today, there's a word that gets thrown out there. The last frontier is not just a nickname for Alaska, okay? Alaska is referred to as the last frontier.
Oh, yeah.
You want to think about a parallel here? They have more than 580,000 square miles that make up this 49 state. It remains generally unpopulated to this day, very much roadless, okay? It sounds a lot like Traverse City, only accessible by water, and then in 1864 we started to change and build roads, and then the railroad, and it took off with their first airport, okay? I can tell you flat out it's one of the number one destinations, and it is so simple to get from Traverse City now to Alaska. In different airports and where you want to land, that wasn't available maybe a few years back. I mean, the connections were a little bit different. It's such a popular destination.
Yeah.
And think about what our community does to all the other parts of the world to see history, not only in our own country, but history around the world.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, Bonnie, to add to that is, you know, with the carriers that we have, they have co-chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our co-chairs with American Airlines is Alaska Airlines.
Right.
And that allows us to connect. And, you know, without the carriers that we have, you don't have that. You don't have that always with some of the other low-cost carriers. And so that code share is very important to our traveler. But to also emphasize on the Pure Michigan standpoint, I was with Dave Lorenz, executive director for the Pure Michigan campaign through the weekend. And one thing I always like to tell Dave is we're the Pure Michigan airport.
Yes.
And people ask, well, why do you say that? And I say that because more travelers from out of state on a percentage basis, so 53% of our travelers at Cherry Capital Airport are from out of state. We're the only airport in the state of Michigan that has that fact.
50%?
So 53%
wow.
of our travelers are from out of state.
Yes, and it makes a difference.
And it makes a difference. So I like to coin the phrase, we're the pure Michigan airport. And I know Dave doesn't like me to say that about all his other airports across the state, but I like to say that.
And all my friends who see those commercials, I tell them that's exactly where we live when they see these beautiful lakes and the dunes and everything. So we're in there together, Kevin. One of the things I just want to make sure before we run out of time is it's, you know, today we see a whole range of different travelers, and everyone wants all sorts of things that are different. But they want to be connected to whatever destination you're going to. You know, it's impossible to know, I think, what's going to be beyond the horizon, which is why it's up to all of us to go out and explore and enjoy. Mm. I think what I love about being the travel authority and outdoor company and working closely, Kevin, not only with you and with Crystal, that each week we are able to bring people closer to fulfilling some dreams and wow moments. And it takes all of us, it takes our community, it takes our country to, from sea to shining sea, as it's called, that we can really send out the best on a worldwide basis.
Well, and for the folks that are living here locally and that use Cherry Capital Airport, I mean, I have to tell you, Kevin, there's no need to go anywhere else. It's a full-service airport. It's right in our backyard. And all of the rates are comparable. I mean, it's perfect. And you have such great service to all of those locations that are really important, not only on days like today, our nation's birthday. Happy birthday, America. But, you know, Memorial Day and all the time, getting
all
out
the time
to the national parks and going to the national monuments. And you have such great service, Kevin, that you make it easier for people to check those must-do things off of their bucket list.
Well, Kevin, you make it easier for us at the Travel Authority because we have many, many people who say, I really want to fly out of Traverse City.
Yes.
Well, yes, you can, and we're going to make that happen, you know, because they love coming in and out of here. Okay.
Yes, they
absolutely
do, Kevin.
And that's been our goal. That's really been our goal, is to push that local travel and to make sure everybody has those opportunities. And the airlines have improved airfare, and that's one thing I tell everybody today is shop, 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 because things have changed so much. Other things like the restaurant at the airport, you know, or the Limcools, Ron and Cindy Limcool operate Cherry Country Cafe and Gift Store. And let me tell you, people forget that we have home-cooked food in the airport. We have beer
and wine. Yeah, that doesn't happen.
No, that does not happen today. You know, it really doesn't.
People forget that it's there. We have free Wi-Fi. We have cell phone parking. We have all these amenities that people forget about at your hometown airport.
Yes, and, you do.
You know, they think those are usually big city things, and we have those things. So don't, you know, we're there. We want everyone to feel comfortable, and, you know, this is their airport, and how can we improve our service by flying out of TV?
You bet. And home is where the heart is, and our hearts are in celebration mode today as we celebrate our independence, and what a great day it is for all of us.
Yes, thank you so much, Kevin Klein from TVC Airport, Cherry Capital Airport, getting you wherever it is you want to go. But before you call them, make sure you're getting in touch with Bonnie Pintozzi and the rest of the folks at the Travel Authority. Now, Kevin, if you're still on the line, you're grilling today, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
What are you grilling today? You got some hot dogs, brats, maybe some burgers?
We got hot dogs, brats, burgers, asparagus, you name it. We're grilling it. Today's
okay, and what's your address? We'll be over.
Yeah, I was going to say, Bonnie and I are being over. We're going to be there real quick.
Well, you're going to have to join us tubing down the Boardman. So.
Well, if we have to, twist our
arms.
Come
on, Colleen, you can do it too.
Right, thank you so much, Kevin.
Yeah.
And Bonnie Pintozzi, thank you so much. Happy Independence Day.
Same to you, Crystal.
America, you looking good.
You bet.
Kathy, I said as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh.
Tracy Kurtz joining us in just a moment, right after the break, as we talk about what's happening for the weekly fun and games, Turtle Creek and Leland All Sands Casino. They're open on the 4th of July, and you can, well, you know, maybe get out there and do some winning for this Wednesday on the 4th of July. That's coming up next on WTCM News Talk 580.